for you. Hang on here.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Tara. Hello, Wally. How are you doing?
All right.
Wally, I'm actually doing pretty good, man. It's almost Friday. So
yeah.
That helps a little bit. I mean, I'm a W-2 employee, so, you know, Friday is a Friday for me. I know most of the time I speak to business owners all day long, so they can care less whether it's Friday or Saturday because it's just another work day. You know. But anyhow, Wally, I'm going to try to keep you pretty straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that.
Fine.
Topeka Tree and Yard Restoration. So Tara tells me that, you know, in the event that, you know, you start getting phone calls and, you know, you start, you know, getting jobs, you do have people to help if you need them.
Yeah, well, I just have an app, and I have my app on. Like, if someone, it's kind of like roll the dice, they pick and choose. I don't know how it works, but they send me an app, and then it has a link. You got to contact these people through this link, and then eventually you finally get their actual phone or contact information after you play back and forth with the link number, like it's an out-of-state number all the time. And then when once you do that, you can go out and meet them, look at the job, do the bid, and then wait and see if they go with you or call you or whatever, and you go to do it. But it's kind of cool how the app works, because like sometimes I'll be cutting and stuff and I don't get right to the phone, so the app's kind of nice because it saves it on there. But still, you gotta, it's kind of it's a little expensive, I think, for $250 a month, and it's I don't know, I'm supposed to get 14 to 19 calls every month within the month, and I don't know, the phone don't go that, it ain't ringing that fast, but I don't need the phone to ring that fast, really. I'm not trying to crank out a bunch of jobs. Like, I'm pretty small, so I'm not trying to get swamped with work, but.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. The app thing seems to be all right, but it's kind of, you still have to take time to use it, and it's new to me, too. I'm not used to playing on a cell phone all the time.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I guess here's the question that I just want to ask you straightforward, Wally. I mean, are you in a position where if you were to start getting calls from the Google platform, you know, in the event that we work with you, are you able to handle more work? You know, are you able to take up new customers?
Oh, yeah. I just... You know, if it's something like I cannot absolutely handle, I tell them right off the bat, like this is out of my league. You know, like some people have a lot bigger equipment than I got, but you know, I'm just starting out, so I take everything I can give. Landscape, tree work, but
so you do landscaping as well.
Yeah, that's what the yard restoration like part is. Like, I don't do irrigation and that type of landscaping. Like, I can do retaining walls and koi ponds and such, but and flower beds, but I don't do the irrigation and chemicals. I don't get into all that.
Okay. Well, what we can do, brother, is that we can, you know, put the company on the first page of Google. That's what we're offering. You know, is to put you on Google's first page. So we would list you right alongside of like Wellnitz Tree Care.
I know them.
Yeah, Brown's Tree Service.
Yeah, I know them as well.
There's Ortiz Tree Service, Family Tree Care, and
I used to work with Custom.
Oh, really?
Before I started this, started my own. I worked at Custom for 23 years. So, like, I helped build Custom Tree Care before I started this on my own.
Oh, nice. Okay. And then, so, what we would do is that we would set you right alongside of your competitors on that first page of Google. Okay, so we will set you right alongside of your competition on that first page. And then my understanding that you don't have a website yet, Wally.
We've been working on it. I don't really know. I'm getting tired of wasting money on paying people to help me with that part. But
You don't need to pay anyone. Once you know, if you decide to work with us, we will build a website for you, and we wouldn't charge you additional. It's already included in the service.
That's cool.
I actually send you a text message right now giving you a sample of the website that we would be able to do for Topeka Tree and Yard Restoration. Can you let me know if you got that text message?
Yeah.
It's going to come from our company at Local Splash, and it's going to be a link. When you open up the link, it's going to say 4 Elements Tree Care, LLC.
I got one. Hold on, this is a link to something else. Local Splash, is that you?
That's it. That's us. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it.
All right, hit the link. And once you hit the link, it's going to open up the page that says 4 Elements Tree Care, LLC.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, right there where it says 4 Elements Tree Care, obviously the title there would say Topeka Tree and Yard Restoration, right?
Okay.
And then right underneath that where it says Expert Services, this is where we're going to list whatever services that you offer the public, Wally. So like this company, they do tree removal, tree trimming and pruning, emergency tree services, hurricane restoration, stump grinding. So whatever it is that you do, we'll list it on here, including lawn care and landscape, along with the tree removal services. And if for any reason you have any pictures of some of the work that you've done in the past, Wally, we can also put that on the website.
Okay.
If you have pictures, because you know a lot of people like to see pictures. So if you have any, we can put them on there. And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, just to make it a little bit faster, obviously this website is very nice, very professional. We want you to stand out amongst the competitors. If you look at the bottom, it says quick and reliable, and then it says hours of operation. This is where we would list the times that you're able to take calls from the customers from the Google platform. Navigation, how far outside of Topeka you're willing to travel for customers. Okay.
Yeah.
And then if you look at the bottom right portion of it, you'll see like a little text message and phone icon and within a little circle. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll link up the number ending in, 9460 to the website. So when the customer is ready to call you, they'll just hit that phone icon and that's going to connect them directly to your cell phone. Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah, keep in mind that this is completely different than like Angie's or Home Advisor. We don't sell you leads here, and you're not going to share the leads, right? You're not going to be wasting your time where you're going to travel somewhere and then the customer's just going to ask you for a quote or say, hey, you know, I got different quotes. I'm going to see who I choose, because unfortunately, that's how Angie's works. You know, that same lead that they give you.
Yeah.
They give it to about 6 or 7 others, and then everybody's out there scrambling and trying to compete for that lead.
Yeah, before I had Angie's List, I paid Yelp, a place called Yelp. I paid them some money, and I don't have them anymore because I got like 3 leads, and it marked my card that they took the money off of it, marked it as fraud, so it kind of caused an inconvenience. I had to go to the bank and get my card reactivated because the bank marked it as fraud or something like that. So that was kind of inconvenience. And then Angie's List called and I went with them and paid them another, you know, their fee, which is due May 27th. I got to have $350 again by May 27th to get.
Let me ask you a question, Wally, and I'm asking this question with all due respect. Now, when you yourself, because you tried Angie's, you tried Yelp, but let me ask you something. When you yourself, when you're doing a search for anything, right, whether you're looking for an address or you're looking for a store or for whatever, a restaurant, where do you search on the internet? What platform do you use?
I just hit the little microphone on Google and
say there. All right, there you go. You just said it, Google.
Yeah.
So that's what I tell people. I say, look, everyone and their mother uses Google for anything.
Yeah.
That's it. And you know that Google works. Yet you waste your money on other services.
and it's secure. Like, I think it's like the security is probably a lot better too, like with your information, you know, rather than the third party people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because you wouldn't be dealing with a third party. You'll be dealing, you know, directly with Google services that we offer. Now, the other thing that we would do, Wally, do you have Facebook by any chance?
No, not really. I don't really use it a whole lot. I have an old one, but I don't really get on it much anymore.
Okay, no worries. The reason that I'm asking is that Facebook is associated with Google. So what we would do is that we would help you build a business profile for Topeka Tree and Yard Restoration through Facebook on social media. And then we would run ads for you on Facebook. And that's already included as well. You know, the ads that pop up on Facebook. Sometimes you're on Facebook and you'll see like commercials or ads pop up for like electricians or landscapers or, you know, just different things.
Yeah.
That would be the same, but for Topeka Tree and Yard Restoration. So we would have ads popping up on Facebook for your company. And then the last platform that we work with is Apple. So we would also list you through Apple, Wally, and Apple Maps. For anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, we'll list you through Apple. Absolutely. And here's the bottom line. I mean, let me give you the pricing. And the pricing is actually quite affordable, brother. And the good thing about that is that I have one more question for you. Do you by any chance know, Wally, where Angie gets the leads that they sell you? Do you know where they get them from?
No.
Ironically, they get them from Google.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I figured. Kind of. But I just know yesterday when I talked to a lady that came to that I had a bid with, and she was questioning the Angie's List too, because she didn't like when I called her with my phone, like she didn't like the way the system went about giving us her phone number, you know, like which is kind of cool, like it's security purposes, but she said that when I called her, it said I was totally somebody different. Yeah, not a tree service, you know, it was just a random number. She's like, yeah, it seems kind of strange about, she was skeptical on answering the phone at first because she didn't know who it was.
Gotcha. Like, well, the thing on Google, I mean, we work with very secure systems. I mean, everything is pretty secure and obviously, you know, our main objective here, the bottom line is here to get you work. I mean, that's something Google can definitely do, brother. Our month-to-month pricing is $2.99 a month with no contract. It's a month-to-month service. So what does that mean? It means that you have the right to stop or cancel the service anytime you want, Wally. But let's be honest, if we're keeping you busy, I don't think that you're going to want to stop the service, you know, because at the end of the day, like I said, you know, results speak louder than words, man. That's what I tell customers, you speak to these people that promise you the moon and the stars and they tell you, oh, you're going to have these many jobs and these many leads. And at the end of the day, they fall short. Right. So, I don't want to, you know, come here and also, you know, give you false promises and say, hey, Wally, just because you're on Google, you're going to become a millionaire and you're going to get, you know, so many jobs every month. I mean, Absolutely not, you know. But yeah. I could tell you very straightforward that we can keep you busy. And that's all our customers want, Wally, is just to stay busy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
So, you know, once you're on Google, man, you'll see it yourself, brother. Once you're on Google, you're not going to need to pay anyone else, you know?
Okay. So okay. What would I have to tell Andy's List? Like, just say, stop, like, go to my bank and tell them to stop. Because they said I had to pay a year contract. And it's, if I back out of it, I think it's $35 fee to back out. I'm pretty sure that's what it said.
I mean, I would, you know, what I would do is, you know, talk to them and, I mean, you can tell them whatever you need to tell them in order for them to start charging you. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm sorry that it didn't go good for me. I'm going to shut down business or whatever it is, right? And, they try to charge you or whatever, you can always just tell your bank to refuse to charge. And your bank will do it, you know, because, but yeah, man, let's get you on Google. And like I said, man, once you're on Google, you're going to see the difference. You're probably going to, you know, be thinking, why didn't I do this a lot earlier, man? Now, Wally, what's your last name, if you don't mind me asking?
McClenny, McClenny.
McClenny, okay. McClenny. N-N-Y, okay. And then...
Two N's and one Y.
One Y, okay. And what's your email address, brother?
Topeka Tree and Yard Restorations at gmail.com.
Topeka Tree and Yard Restoration.
S Restorations at Gmail.
At Gmail.
Yeah.
.com. Okay. Okay, here, let me see. Something's not correct because it's telling me it's not, the email is incorrect. So it's Topeka, it's T-O-P-E-K-A, and then T-R-E-E.
I think it's spelled out and, like not the at sign, but and tree
A-N-D.
Restoration. Yeah.
Topeka Tree and
Yard Restoration.
Okay. I think that's going to be it here. Let me check. Okay. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I did the little and symbol, but once I took that off and I spelled it out, it came up correct.
Yeah, back when I was getting the LLC thing, they had a choice of make your own name or go with some names that they give you. And I went with the Pico Tree one because it sounded kind of good, but it's a little long, but nobody can come after me for saying that I've copied or whatever. Like, it was something that kind of helped protect me from people saying I copied it after them or whatever.
Right, for copyright laws, I see what you're saying. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. And then what address do you have the business register out of, Wally? Don't worry, we're not going to put this on Google. It's just in case we have to send anything in the mail.
1916 Northwest Tyler, Topeka, Kansas.
Okay, I have a zip code that comes up as 66608.
Yep.
Okay. Now, here's the important questions, brother. What days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you're available to take phone calls from clients?
Mondays through Friday, and I believe it's 8 to 5, or I think that's what we went with.
Okay, Monday through Friday. So you're not working on the weekends?
No. Well, I do if I need to, but I haven't had no... I don't have enough work. They really have to work weekends yet.
Okay, well, let's change that, brother. I'll tell you that. Okay, Monday through Friday, you said 8 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how many miles outside of Topeka are you willing to travel for customers? Keep in mind, Google works a lot different than Angie's, because Angie's, I think they cap you at about 20 or 30 miles.
Yeah.
We can go up to 50 miles if you want your exposure that far.
That's fine.
Okay.
Sounds good.
50 miles. Okay. Now, a question. We'll do the, we'll help you with the Facebook, obviously. Now, we will also do the website, which that's going to be a game changer for you as well. You're going to see that. Do you have any pictures of the work that you do, Wally, by any chance?
Not on my phone right here, because I'm normally cutting. But the gal that has helped me with it, she has some that she used, I gave to her so she could use to build the website or whatever in case she needed them. A few of them are just me doing work, like on jobs around town here.
Okay, perfect. No worries about that. Okay. If you can get a hold of it, that'll be great. If not, we can use generic ones from the internet. So not a big deal.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, let me ask you, are you open for commercial work or do you just want to stick to residential right now, Wally?
Commercial work, I mean, I'm willing to do it. I'm still kind of learning on how to bid and work with commercial customers, because I kind of had a bad experience. I had one apartment complex, and I had a little bit of a bad experience with that. Just sometimes commercial people, they don't like to pay when they're supposed to. Like sometimes, you can kind of run into an issue with them. I don't know.
Well, you know let's just keep you residential for now, once that starts going pretty good, then we can also include commercial at a later date. So let's just do residential for now. Okay.
Yeah, commercial is kind of more contracts. Like, they want contracts and stuff, snow removal and all kinds of stuff that I'm not set up for.
Right. Okay. Now, I do need to create a password for the account. This is just in case you call us or you wanted to make a change on Google, Wally.
Okay.
I have three questions. You can choose one. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
My pet's name.
Okay, and what is that?
Shelby.
Okay.
Like the Mustang.
Like the Mustang, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what you were going to say when you said that.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, you do have access to Topeka Tree and Yard Restorations at Gmail, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm going to send you the confirmations there here in 1 second. Also, Wally, I'm almost done here, so thank you for being patient. You're going to get a call from our IT department tomorrow, Friday. I mean, I'm sure you know what the IT guys do. I mean, they do all the back-end work. You know, they take care of building the website and, you know, putting you on Google. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
About right around noon.
Noon? Okay. Give me a second.
12 to 1.
Okay. Let me look at their calendar and see if they have this available. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we do have 12 p.m. So that'll work. All right. 1 second.
Okay.
So I locked you in for 12 p.m. Just make sure that you pick up that call so we can get the ball rolling and get you on Google.
Okay.
And like I said, man, once you're on Google, the good thing is that and I have to be wasting your money anymore, paying no more leads.
One of the person already told me that. And I did try to we had to make a video thing of my equipment and we send it in and Google.
Yeah, you know what? It's sometimes a little hassle when you're trying to do it yourself than to hire a company, because Google will, you know, sometimes come back and say, oh, you didn't do this right, or we need this.
Yeah.
And then people are just like, forget it.
Yeah, it was kind of a lengthy thing and a wait, but I guess it paid off because you called me now, so.
That's right. No worries, brother. Like I said, man, you're gonna love the services on Google, man. It's not even about loving them, Wally. It's about being busy at the end of the day, man.
Keep it simple. Like, it's
simple. That's right. That's the best word you could have used. Simple. That's correct.
Yeah.
Now, Wally, there's two ways that the company allows you to satisfy the monthly payment so we can get the ball rolling. I mean, you can do it with a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal one. Which would you prefer?
Yeah. I had to use my personal one with Angie's List, and that's where I became kind of a little nervous, but, so far, so good anyway, but yeah, I had to use my personal one.
Okay. Yeah. No worries. No worries. Like I said, this is, this is completely different. It's Google services, and then there's no contract with us. It's month to month, Wally. So we can use your personal one. The only thing that the name has to match identically on the card, since we work with very secure systems on behalf of Google. Otherwise, our system will not accept it. So does it say Wally McClenny, or how does it say?
Wally McClenny. My name's Wallace, but it says on the card, like my business card, it says Wally McClenny. W-A-L-L-Y.
Okay. Y, and then M-C-C-L-E-N-N-Y. Okay.
Perfect. Yes.
All right. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover, Wally?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. Bear with me one quick second.
Okay.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and give me the numbers, and then I'll send the confirmation over to your email while we're on the phone.
Okay. I'll have to get my wallet. It's in the truck right now. So,
don't worry, brother. I'm here for another 6 hours. I'll wait for you. You can go ahead.
Okay. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, all right, Wally, go ahead.
So if I give you the card now, when are you guys going to take the money off of it? So I can keep track.
No, the payment, the $299 is going to be deducted today, and then you don't see a payment from us again because it's a monthly thing until June 1st. Okay, so it's going to be the first of the month. So you're not paying anything additional. The only thing you pay is the flat rate of $299, and then you're not going to get a charge again until June 1st, and that's going to get you on Google and then also the website. So like I said, just make sure you pick up the call tomorrow at 12 noon so we can get everything rolling.
All righty.
Go ahead.
It's 4863.
Okay.
1000.
Okay.
2926.
Okay.
6232.
Okay. Expiration date, Wally?
0328.
Okay. And then the security code is going to be 3 digits located behind the card.
861.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Bear with me 1 second, Wally, while I verify that this card that you provided is a valid one.
All right. Get there. All right, gosh.
Hey, Wally, that sounded like a really loud bark, man. What kind of dog you have there?
Oh, it's Shelby. She's driving me nuts. She's happy.
Oh, that's Shelby. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And is she a big dog?
Oh no, she's a pit bull, but she's small. I'm her pet human.
Ah, okay. She thinks you're her actual dad, huh? Okay.
Yeah, she's the boss. So, and I'm just the pet.
It's funny. I have a Maltese at home, and I mean, she's just the same way, man. I mean, it's crazy how dogs are so domesticated nowadays that they really feel like they're running the place, you know?
Yeah, it's all about her.
Right. All right, Wally, I got to read you our disclosure, and then we can wrap things up here.
Okay.
I'm going to walk you through what's called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice to your email. If you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to clarify anything for you. So I'm going to read this to you here. It's pretty brief. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I have things correct on my end, Wally, do you mind verifying the name of the company for me?
Figure Tree and Yard Restorations.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Wally McLean, owner.
Perfect. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Topeka Tree and Yard Restorations, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the card information, the billing information you provided, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Wally, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash here as Google Premier Partners, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. Okay. Your initial payment term will be processed today, which is May 1st for $299. Your next payment will not be due until June 1st, and the amount is always going to stay a flat rate of $299. Now, keep this in mind, Wally. This is not a contract. This is a month-to-month service agreement. So you have the right after the first month to stop or cancel the service if you're not completely happy. Okay. I don't think that's going to be the case because obviously this is Google, but if we're not meeting your expectations, keep in mind that you do hold that right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So bear with me. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Can I just get a phone number to reach somebody from there?
Absolutely. I'm going to send you my number directly and then my personal extension. I'll help you out if you need anything on the account as well. Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to send that over to you. In a second, you're going to start receiving text messages saying welcome to the company. You're also going to start getting emails. You're going to get your invoice to your email, the confirmation. There's one particular email, Wally, that you're going to get that does require, you to fill it out. It's a very simple. It's asking you that you give us permission to call you when we need to, that the credit card that you provided is yours, and that the next payment that's recurring won't be until June 1st. There's going to be three little boxes that you have to click on there. So there's two ways that you can do that. If you have 2 or 3 minutes, I can help you do that now. So when you talk to the IT department tomorrow, that'll save you about 10 minutes on the phone since you would already have that done. Because they're going to ask you to do it anyways. So I like to help the customers that I work with. So that way when they talk to our IT guys, they don't have to spend any more time than you do on the phone. So bear with me here 1 second. Go into your emails. I just send it. I'm typing it up here. Well, give me 1 second. Let me send that over so we can just get that out the way. All right, bear with here with me 1 second. Let's see here. All right, are you in your emails now, Wally?
Yeah. Is some home advisor?
No, that's not us. That's not us. It hasn't gone through yet. Give it a second.
All right.
I'll let you know when it goes through.
All right. Yeah, there it is.
Okay. Yep, I see that it just went through. Okay. So open that up. When you open it up, it's going to say, hello, Wally. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Right underneath that, Wally, what you're looking for is the wording that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. And the click here is going to be in little blue letters. So let me know when you find that.
Got it.
Okay, click on that. When you click on that, it's going to take you to another page. And then what you're looking for here, it's towards the bottom left. You're looking for your phone number. Mobile phone, 785-2349. Okay, perfect. Right underneath that is those three little boxes that you have to click on, brother. If you want to read them, that's fine. It says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number. I certify that I'm the authorized cardholder of the credit card and all the information is complete and accurate. And I acknowledge that the payment is recurring and it's going to be due June 1st. So click on those three boxes.
Yep.
Once you click on those three boxes, about three or four lines right underneath that, it says signature, your name, and then it shows Wally McClenny. Do you see your name?
Okay. Yeah, I see that where it says click here for a signature.
Yeah. So you got to type in your name. It says click here and type your name as seen. So you got to type in your name exactly how it is. Wally, capital W, and then space. McClenny with MC, the first C has to be lowercase and then the next C has to be uppercase. So Wally McClenny, and then once you type in your name exactly as it shows on here, because if you don't type it identically, it won't accept it. You want to hit
the first image that needs to be capital, right?
Yeah. So it's Wally and then M capital and then C lowercase and then C uppercase. And then and then hit confirm signature right underneath that.
If you did it correctly,
it's going to take you to another page that says, welcome to Local Splash. It's going to ask you for a password and a username. Yeah.
Okay.
Bear with me here 1 second. I can double check. Okay. Yeah, you did. You did, Wally. You did it correctly. Well, Wally, let me be the first one to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash right alongside of Google as their premier partner. You know, we look forward to working with you. I mean, what we want is to build a long-term relationship with Topeka Tree and Yard Restorations, and we know that the only way to do that, Wally, is to make sure that we keep you busy. Okay? So, again, brother, thanks for the opportunity. You will get access to the dashboard and so forth by our IT guys tomorrow. So don't worry about it. Everything that you had to do for now is done. Just do me a favor. Make sure you do not miss that 12 p.m. call tomorrow. Only reason I say that is because if you miss it, then we have to reschedule. And, you know, I mean, you already paid for this month. So, you know, I don't want any further delays since it's already paid for.
Yeah. I wrote it down here.
Yeah. So 12 noon, you're going to get a phone call. Sometimes it goes a few minutes after, like 12:05, but it will be usually exactly at 12. Okay.
Okay.
So again, brother, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. You know, thank you for giving us that 1% of your trust. It's our job to gain that other 99, Wally. So again, thank you and welcome to the family. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right, brother. Bye-bye.